Swimming pool season is at hand in many parts of the United States. In South America, it's autumn. That means fabulous hiking weather in the steep hills above Chile's capital, Santiago. And Pierre's Brian Mann made a morning trek and found flocks of birds, wildflowers, and stunning views of the Andes Mountains.
It's early on a Sunday morning, and one of the things I've been doing lately is urban hikes where I set off into cities and look for, I guess you'd say, the wildest places that I can find.
Santiago is vast, more than 6 million people spread over Chile's flat central valley. Parts of it look a lot like Los Angeles. Jutting up from the city's busy neighborhoods are forested hills of volcanic rock.
It's a beautiful, beautiful autumn morning. Blue sky, crisp air, perfect for walking.
It's mild enough. After a few minutes walking, I strip off my sweater. The city's busy neighborhoods fall away below. Cars and crowds give way to pine forest and birds. This hill, Cerro San Cristobal, is steep. The dust trail rises past a beautiful old stone wall. There are wildflowers everywhere, delicate blue phlox, orange and yellow blood flowers. I sit for a while under a peppercorn tree, its bright red berries like Christmas decorations. I hike on. It's sunny up here, but there's still fog down in the valley. The towers and hills of the city float on clouds. I'm not alone. On one of the most remote trails, trekking through a grove of cactus, I'm passed by runners.
Gracias, buen día.
Two trail runners just went rocketing past, moving much faster than me.
I love cities. I love being surrounded by people. But sometimes I get overwhelmed, and these little treks into greenness recharge my battery. As I loop toward the summit, I meet two men riding beautiful brown horses. They're park rangers.
Bon dia.
Those dudes have the best job in Santiago, I think. I mean, to ride horses up here, that's pretty sweet.
The top of San Cristobal rises nearly 1,000 feet above Santiago. It can be crowded. There's a towering white statue of the Virgin Mary where people go to pray. I take a side path that leads me back into the trees.
Here the forest opens up into this just amazing view of the city that sprawls towards the Andes Mountains. And then the mountains just rise up like a curtain wall. They just rise and rise again. And finally there's this long buttress of snowfields and ice against the blue sky.
I find a quiet place to sit where the view of the Andes is framed by trees thick with yellow flowers. Brian Mann, NPR News in Santiago, Chile.